week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Thank you, Dan, the board game man from the Geek All Store, Geek All Stars. He did that little intro to me, so it's fun. But this is Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Bottom of the Ninth. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game himself. I have Daryl with me today. How's it going,
Daryl?
Good,
how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having.
Well, thanks. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the game.
Okay. My name is Daryl Louder, and I'm one of the co-designers for Bottom of the Ninth. The other designer is Mike Mullins, and unfortunately he was unable to jump in on this, so I'm kind of speaking for both of us.
Sorry, Mike. Sorry. We'll get you next time.
I'm game design. I also did the graphic design for the game.
That's okay. That's all. I mean, you don't need to be too technical. Just like, I made this game. That's all you need to know.
Game me make. Yes.
That's right. Well, tell us a little bit about Bottom of the Ninth, what it's all about, and how it plays.
Bottom of the Ninth is a fast-paced dice and card game about the great American pastime of baseball. It's hands down one of my favorite sports, as well as Mike. So he and I kind of work together to try to figure out a way to solve the lack of sports games in the board game community. And
so who's your favorite baseball team?
It would be the Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. It's actually Mike's as well. So.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you don't have that conflict going. There.
Yeah. Yeah. Every single player, we're like, we're all the players in the game. And I'll get back to the description. Sorry. All the players in the game, though, all their illustrations are based on real people. So, like, Dan Patrice had your intro here. Dan Patrice is in the game as her name, Patrice.
Yeah.
But when Mike and I are building the cards, it's kind of fun. Like, oh, man, we have too many poppies in here. We need to downgrade these guys. Like, they should be good. Maybe, like, Yastrzemski, but not, somewhere between Yastrzemski and Euclid, somewhere in there.
Can't have them all be at the
top.
Yeah,
we can't have them all slamming. it's been fun. But nice. Anywho, so it's a one- or two-player only game, and it's the game boils down to literally just the last half of the ninth inning, the final inning in baseball. It's the home team versus the visiting team, so the batters versus the pitcher. And the home team is like, it's a ragtag group of, random players, and, they are just terrible. And there's no reason they got as far as they did, because they're playing, like, the best of the opposing league. But somehow they pulled off a tie going into the ninth inning, and they just need one run to win it. And they have to win it here because their bullpen is depleted. They've got nothing, so if it goes to extra innings, they're pretty much throwing an outfielder out there to pitch against the top of the visiting team lineup. So it's kind of three outs, or one run, or it's all over, whereas the visiting team is just trying to get those three outs to push it. And it's literally just that last half of the inning. Granted, within the rules, we have a variant to play all nine innings, or if you want to play extra innings and such like that, but the game was initially based to just be about 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, nice quick game that you can play while you're waiting for your dinner at the restaurant.
Exactly, and it would fit easily on the table. So, I mean, the box is the size of a VHS cassette, and that dates me a little bit, I think.
Don't worry, I know what that is.
But, so.
That's awesome. So you guys were able to combine the love of baseball and the love of tabletop games into one, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we think we did a good job. So,
well, and I would have to say that Kickstarter says you're doing a good job too, because as of we're talking today, you guys have 6 days left to go on your Kickstarter, and you guys are already well successfully funded and reaching into some of those stretch goals as well. So, congratulations!
Thanks. Yeah, actually, I think we just unlocked the last planned stretch goal.
Nice.
So we have a few things on the back burner that now we're actually going to evaluate and pull out for additional stretch goals.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So how did you and Matt get work together with Dice Hate Me Games and Chris?
I have a long history with Chris. He signed my very first game, Compounded, and then Compounded the Geiger expansion, and then Angry Dice I designed for Dice Hate Me Games. It actually uses the dice that are in the logo.
Nice.
So those three previous signings all went to Chris. Chris and I have become friends over the years. I also run an organization called Unpub, the Unpublished Games Network. And Chris is a publisher that kind of always hangs around with that. And it's kind of nice because if we're at a convention, I can pretty much say, yeah, there'll definitely be publisher presence because I know Chris will be there actually playing games and giving feedback and actually hunting to look for more games for himself.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So you have this organization or company that you have is to like highlight those games that never got published. Is that what it means?
Sort of. It's actually more for aspiring designers that are looking to be published. So they
gotcha.
Bring their prototypes to these events, and we invite the public or other designers to come and playtest and give feedback to help make those games better. And so we're pretty much at every major convention, and then we have an annual convention as well.
Yeah, and you guys were just at Gamma just recently?
No.
Or you're at PAX?
Yes.
You're at PAX East.
Yep.
That's right. So, no, that's cool. So we already know this game is going to get made. I mean, and you have tons of backers, and that's exciting. So when do you hope to have the game out to the backers and then to the public?
We're hoping before the World Series, which is in October.
Hey, there you go.
So
that'll be perfect.
Yeah, during the baseball season. So
it's like you guys planned it that way.
Weird.
Or something. I know, so weird. So that's okay. That's good. Well, maybe the Red Sox will do well this season, right?
Fingers crossed. They're not going to, but fingers crossed.
Well, that's exciting. So, so we know that the inspiration of this game came from obviously your love of baseball, and you said you were doing the illustrating as well for
game. No, I'm just doing the graphic design.
The graphic design. So who was the illustrator for your
game? The illustrator is the amazing, the illustrious, the marvelous. I'm talking as if he's here, but he's not. Adam McIver.
Well, he'll be listening,
yeah,
right?
Of
right?
course, yeah. He listens to everything I say.
There you go, of course. So that's cool. How'd you guys connect with him?
Adam and I actually have done some work in the past. Everything's networked.
Well, it's all about networking these days,
it
right?
It really is.
That's the best way to do it. So.
Adam and I did work together on Council of Verona.
I know that.
I did the graphic design for that. He did the illustration, and that's how we met. Because we had to work together, obviously.
Now that you say that, I can see kind of that style, that a touch of the that Verona game into the character features.
Yeah, yeah. So. And kind of a friendship kind of just kicked off from there. And, when Mike and I were talking about who do we want to possibly illustrate this, and this was just prototype. This is before anyone signed it. And
yeah.
Mike and I both were like, oh, Adam's art would look great if we did it like the classic, make it look like the original, like 1920s to 1940s illustrated baseball cards.
Yeah, baseball cards. I like how they look like baseball cards. It's really
thanks.
Cool. And even the texture of them.
Yeah.
And so I like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, thanks. That's the one thing about Chris and Dice Hate Me Games. It's, if we want to do something with theme, he has no problem just dipping it in as much themey, syrupy goodness as possible.
Themey, syrupy goodness. You heard it first, people. That's where it is. So, well, and also that's for those people that are listening that are aspiring board game developers and designers, obviously the big thing that you guys need to start doing is networking with other gaming professionals. So that's the way to do it and way to, get your illustrators or get people like Chris to develop your game and stuff like that. So that's networking, people. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
So, well, Daryl, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know that Kickstarters can be a crazy hectic thing. And before we started the show, you said you were even working on stuff as we were talking. So I know you're a busy man, but where can people learn more about Bottom of the Ninth and maybe a little bit more about you?
Bottom of the Ninth right now on Kickstarter. I don't think we have a page up for it on Greater Than Games, which is our distributor slash own. Dice Gaming Games and Greater Than Games merged.
Gotcha.
And so I think because this is so new, there's no webpage for it yet on greaterthangames.com. But definitely the Kickstarter page, and it's bottom of the ninth with an N, not spelled out. And about me, wow, that's a harder question, I guess. I mean, I'm on BGG as Get Louder, and you can also find out more about me and the Unpub organization at unpub.net.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. Thanks, Daryl. I appreciate your time, and good luck with finishing the Kickstarter. You only have less than a week left, so that's exciting. And good luck to future projects in the future.
Awesome. Thanks, Barry.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.